Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What's the weather like?
It is gray. It is 62, 63, maybe 61 Man. Degrees. And it's gray, and it's been gray, and drizzly, and foggy, and that's fine with me. I'm good with that. Everything is wonderful.
People are old. You could have done a Letterman joke there. Is to say, how's the weather? It is gray, foggy, and 59, just like me.
Gray, foggy, 59, just like moi. And then we were told that they had an accident in the kitchen with our pizza, and it would be complimentary. This is like 2 hours into it at the Mellow Mushroom.
Welcome to the Mellow Mushroom. Did the mushroom accident involve your pizza or the people preparing the pizza?
I don't know whether they were doing opiates in the kitchen or what was happening.
Did you see a stretcher come out of the kitchen?
It was. The pizza had an accident, dude. I don't know what happened, but it's don't.
You it know, was don't. T-boned by a hoagie.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Here we are in the wilds of Maine.
Look at you.
And I don't want to be too nerdy, but I have to say that with all of my trepidation about new technology, I am a little excited boy today. I am so unbelievably delighted with this new digital system that we have implemented at the Mike O'Mara Show, which we worked and all the guys came in on Sunday to get this done. That's my top of mind. I got so much to bitch about, but I'm going to start with a non-bitch and talk about my crew and all the guys that came in late in the day on Sunday, on their Sunday afternoon, to hold my hand. And you boys should know that at a certain point, and I think both of you probably recognized it, when I was walking up to Meltdown Point, you know, where I just was getting a little frustrated.
How close is that to your property up there, Meltdown Point?
Yeah.
Meltdown Point is just down the road.
Definitely picked up the phone with Fit City.
Yeah. Like That was the angst of not knowing.
Yeah.
That was the angst of not knowing. And then at one point, Carla came in here and brought some equipment or brought a screwdriver or something to me. And she looked at me and she gave me one of these. They're doing their best, and so she came in and did it, and then I can guess about
the time that happened. It was probably about the time that you said, "I'm at 2%, Carla. I need a phone charger."
Yeah, because we were connected by a telephone
charger.
But I don't want to.
You stopped
bore
insulting
the
us 75% into the process.
The final
25% was.
I would say the third act was great.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's just I had a little bit of angst about this. What I thought was that it would be problematic technology. And what it is just, why are you laughing at me now? Is there a problem?
No, it's the way that you communicate. And so I thought you were having a full meltdown. Like if there was more meltdown after that, you should make a seventh episode of Chernobyl. Because I thought you were already melting down.
Oh yeah, there was definitely graphite on the roof.
That's when there, you were mad.
When Pony got involved and then the Ethernet cable and I was down one Ethernet. Anytime you ask me to hook up Pony's computer,
yes.
that's danger zone. You did it this morning before the show even started. You almost made me go down the Pony road.
All I did was ask.
Yeah,
all
everything was fine. Ask. Everything was hooked up, but you might have to hook Pony's computer. Because Pony, let me explain how Pony works. Pony cannot speak to humans. He can communicate with computers.
Yes.
He can communicate with computers, but he can't. The spoken word will not, like, what do I do? if I have my own, you know, and we have, and Oscar has coddled Pony, so the Pony gets all of his little systems where he's able to do his work efficiently, and he's very good at it. But you have to put him in a situation where he can be good at it.
I have not coddled him. I would say that I have worked to his strengths.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I would say that's probably a better phrase. Mm-hmm.
I don't hear anything from him. Is he? Where is he? Is he around?
He's in another room.
You scare me sometimes. I get nervous. And when
I know you get nervous. We don't communicate.
Yeah, and so.
But I will give Pony credit, because if we had been in that same situation, say 3 years ago,
he would have shut
Pony
down.
Would have shut down.
Yeah, he
would
totally.
Yeah. Just like when C-3PO powers down and Luke's, I'm going to shut down now.
So the
Mike is Han Solo.
Yes, he is.
But it is really fun to have just this stuff. I'm looking at everything is virtual. Nothing is analog, and that's a very exciting place to be.
The digital world, Mike.
It is.
I welcome all of you, and I probably shouldn't do this, but I hope you like the sound of the show, because it's supposed to improve our sound, and I hope that everybody likes that as well. And let us know. And if it's a problem, let me know that too, because we'll tweak it and we'll adjust it.
Pros and cons.
We will fix it.
But I'm very grateful to everybody. I said that online last night. I texted all of you.
But I
mean to tell the audience that it's great to have a business where you know people have your back, and we have our moments, but we press through, and we're not engineers.
It wasn't anything different than in the past when you go to a new location to set up a new studio.
Yeah, but this had the magic of digital clarity.
Well, no, I'm saying any different for our process.
Exactly.
So the reality is
it's great.
You've set up a new board before. The one big difference, and I think that Mike gets to see that we've seen here in DC for some time, is that there are, and again, for you nerd nicks out there, we used to have seven pieces, I would say at least seven pieces of equipment inside a setup for Mike's remote board.
Yeah.
Now we probably have three. 7 to 3 is a big difference in not just footprint, but actual versatility for operation.
And every piece of equipment is smaller.
Yes.
It's more compact,
and
easier to transport.
Nice.
Yeah. Right?
And that's a nice situation. And the only thing lacking for my trip up north and where I was tardy was the backdrop that is normally covered with Mike O'Mara Show logos
has now been
replaced with a much simpler backdrop that looks like something you would see at some inner city massage parlor with
I'm
a
just curious, Mike.
It's put down on the in the backdrop. It's a sheet. It's a bed sheet.
When does the vampire want his cape back?
It's a bed sheet from the dollar store,
Mike,
is what it is.
How's the thread
count?
You
look like you're on Radio Row.
Yeah.
I don't think that's exactly what it is.
It's just like Radio Row.
I don't think it's... No, in Radio Row, all we used to have is pipe and drape.
That's it.
That's it.
That's kind of what
I'm
it
pipe.
Is.
Yes.
And I'm drape.
Did you realize that you had that look? I don't see massage parlor. I see Radio Row.
Yeah.
Radio Row. I always see massage parlor. but anyway, it's, Bob Kraft Massage Parlor.
That's right.
What I had. Yeah. And really, come on, Bob. You know, give the guy a break, okay? Really, give the guy a break. I mean, he's just he's trying to get a little happy ending. What the hell is so
he's
wrong about that?
He's just a guy in a town that wants to see a black sheet.
Right.
That's all he wants.
Exactly.
The key is this. First, Mike, you did a great job setting all this up, so give you credit. Mm. It's all done.
It was easy. It was fun.
And then now I know why the massage parlor comes to mind, top of mind, especially when you see the actual backdrop. Is because behind the backdrop is similar to a massage parlor, I imagine.
In what way?
It's a bedroom.
There's a bedroom.
Yeah.
There's a bedroom in there.
Yeah.
It's my bed, and you weren't going to see my bed. So when I told
Oscar...
You were
fear-driven to put the backdrop on.
What did I let you know? Friday?
Friday at 7 p.m., I get a call, and I said,
it was like Friday after business
hours. I'll call you right back, but I'm not sure it's still at work.
That's when I pack it.
Yeah.
That's when I pack my stuff up.
And you said, I can't talk now. I'm surrounded by 20 kids. Just order
it. It was insane. Just get it.
And I didn't know about the kids. I'm like, all right, we'll work it out.
But I'm thrilled that it's great. We're up here in the Pine Tree State. Nobody's here, which is blissful.
Mm.
By the way, after the show, I'm sorry to say this to our listening audience. I will have a private joke for you boys about being up here that I think you'll both get a kick out
good.
Of. It comes from my wife, but it's going to be, I'm going to swear you to secrecy, okay? But anyway.
What's the weather like? What's the weather like up there?
It is gray. It is 62, 63, maybe 61 degrees. and it's gray, and it's been gray and drizzly and foggy, and that's fine with me. I'm good with that. Everything is wonderful. People are old.
You could have done a Letterman joke there. It's to say, how's the weather? It is gray, foggy, and 59, just like me.
Gray, foggy, 59, just like moi. But let me see. I'm just going to hit this for fun. Just see how they're...
There it is.
How'd that sound? Did my dinger sound good?
Sounded great. Uh-huh. Sounded great. Yeah.
All right. Let me see if my ta-da. We made it to Maine. I'm going to turn that up a little bit. I like a little loudness with that one.
Maine, the state. I'm sorry.
Made it to Maine. All right. Didn't we, Pony?
Oh, Pony. Pony was a 10 yesterday.
Got everything working.
Yeah. Everything is working. Yes. Everything is working. And I'll get that Ethernet cable to hook up your computer very soon.
Isn't it our computer, Mike?
Yeah, Mr. Hond.
It's our computer. Well, it's all our equipment.
Yes, yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
But would it be easier if we had one shipped to you? An Ethernet cable?
What?
We could ship an Ethernet cable to you via mail.
Walmart.com.
I ain't got a Walmart down the road.
Okay, well,
I like going into town. I like going to town.
Yeah, but
like
cables, they jack up the prices when you go into the store. When we buy them, we get them straight.
Yeah, send me an extra Ethernet.
That's what happens when you go into the big city.
Big city. And if I don't bring this up at the beginning of the show, and we've got them in news you may not need, so that's in there later, but it didn't say anything about this. Did anybody hip to the fact that there was a bit of an online scandal or an online video that shows James Holzhauer on Jeopardy losing?
I saw it.
Is it doctored? Is it fake?
You know what's weird about it is it was quite the talk late Friday going into Saturday, and a lot of people theorizing that it was Monday show, and then it's gone. I saw nothing about it today.
We'll know tonight.
We will definitely know tonight. Because, you know, he could, I believe the way it is that he could...
Yeah,
tie
don't say
for
that.
Total money.
That's my news. That's my news. That's coming up. You're ahead of the game. Right. But I mean, I didn't see anything about it anymore.
It went away so fast.
I think it's a deep fake.
I think it's a deep fake too. Yeah. We'll know tonight. Yeah. It makes it more interesting to tune in to see if he. By the way, if he does lose, the viral video we're talking about is he loses by not betting enough in Final Jeopardy.
And that's the weird thing. To me, that was the weirdest thing because that's not his style at all.
Could you think, doesn't that sound like though it's been designed by the producers? Because doesn't that make you literally stay for the entire pool?
It was actually in a sealed envelope with Merv's will. Merv said, this is how it's going to happen.
All right. What Rob wants you to know is that Merv Griffin created Jeopardy, wrote the music to, that Merv wrote.
Yeah, he wrote all that. Yeah.
Okay, so that's Merv Griffin, who's been dead for 300 years, but Rob still loves him because it's an old TV star.
He was wonderful.
He was the third tier. He was the fourth tier.
Oh, but you know what? You stalked him in a mall.
I stalked him in a mall because he was a TV icon and he smelled like BO.
What was he in?
I was in with my ex-wife in Palm Springs, California.
I love this.
And I was walking around the mall. And there was Merv in like tennis sweats.
Yeah.
And I mean tennis sweats.
Yeah.
Because so I walked
straight
up
from
tonight
the court.
And I spoke to him. I said, hey, I just want to say I'm a big fan. Well, thank you. And I was like, man, he smelled like tennis BO.
Well, he was just off the court.
Just gotten off the court. And it looked like he'd just been playing some tennis. And he was running Mervin. Merv Griffin, for those youngsters in our audience, was a television personality, a TV talk show host, when there were like two, right? It was Johnny and Merv.
Mike Douglas, you could throw in there, yeah.
And Merv was like the other guy, and Merv was...
Always also ran. He just never quite
there.
He was
also ran, and he was a band singer. That's how he got his start.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then he was always to the thing where he would like get really close to the celebrities and do that phony kind of, yes, like I'm really curious about you.
Merv's big hit from the 1940s. This is, I've got a lovely
this
bunch
is when
of coconuts.
You go out, this is when he goes like, imagine if he used his powers for good.
Yeah, I thought he was a host.
He did it all.
Oh.
This is before he was a TV host. This is when he was a band singer in the 40s.
Oh, wow.
This is him.
How old was he when he died? Big one, small.
Probably in his 70s. Oh,
see, young. That he doesn't know. Don't ask him anything that's even remotely contemporary, like when he died. He'll know this. This is what he knows.
Not very entertaining to know the age of death. Entertaining to play him singing.
With your obsession with death? With your obsession with death?
That's a fair question. Know that. I thought, fair game.
How did he die? Do you know how he died?
Yes, he was struck by a bus.
No, he wasn't. You. All right, anyway.
Mike, it's sad, right?
It's sad. Merv was, so I bumped into him. I was always good. As Rob will tell you, I was always a good celebrity spotter.
Yes, you are the best.
I was very good. Mm-hmm. I was really, really good at that. And I'm very happy with our sound today. I'm just excited.
Maine,
yes.
Maine, the state that's paying individuals to move to Maine, younger individuals, correct?
Yeah. It's not working.
You don't feel the youth culture up there?
Oh, no.
Really?
No. Just more locusts. just more bags of water. Just
and
walking
not,
around.
And not literal bug locusts. You're talking about the people up there are locusts.
The old people. They're locusts.
Yeah.
They fly up here. They fly up here to destroy the crops up here. And then when the crops up here are finished, they fly back down to Florida to destroy the crops down there. And then they go back and forth. That's what they do. That's what they do. And that's why, like, you'll see in October and November, they'll send the they'll sound the alarm, down in Florida, where it's like, the locusts are coming down here. Let me turn that up a little bit. There you go. The locusts are coming down here. And then up here, right around summertime, July 4th, here they come. They're coming up here now. And then they stay. Sometimes they stay. They overlap in different places.
And well, they're seasonal.
And I'm one of them, sort of. I'm kind of a variant of a snowbird, but I'm a Florida resident because that's where my...
But you don't talk by buzzing. So if you were to go up to one of these and say, hello, Mr. Peterson, how are you today? He would reply...
Like, we went out to dinner when we arrived here. We went out to dinner at 5:30.
That's a late dinner.
Late for us on Saturday.
The third seating.
Stood in the Ruth and Wimpy's lobby.
Yes.
And there was a man who walked in and back of me, an old man, who gave me 1 square inch of space. Mm. I could hear his breath. And you know why?
Why?
Because he wanted to be fed.
Yeah.
He wanted to be fed and have his butt wiped for him because that's what he is. And he literally doesn't think about anyone else in their personal space. And I'm sitting there with a 5-year-old running around and he's going, and they stand in wherever they just plant their feet and they wait and they scowl and they're up here.
Can I make a guess? At any point, did he have his glasses on his forehead like this?
No, I didn't look at him.
Okay, I hate when old people scabs
on his. Yeah. He had scabs on his head, which they all.
Oh yeah, don't pick those.
So scabs on.
Never go away, Mr. Peterson.
Oh, I'll be there in about an hour. That's it. But I will tell you something. If you, I'll give our audience a warning.
Okay.
If you don't like me bitching about like certain retailers or, for example, this is going to be a 3-for bitch show today.
Nice.
Because I traveled and I will give you in no particular order. Yeah, I'll give you the order because I'll finish the best for last. We will have the JetBlue company. I'm not sure whether anybody's familiar with them. They fly planes.
Oh, an aeroplane company.
Yes. That is somehow related to one of those clearinghouses for travel known as Travelocity.
Okay.
Travelocity. Before I get into it, just a simple message. Suck a dick. we will move into the rental car company, which is really not culpable at all. It just I was angry for a short time, but it's all on me. It's my fault.
Okay.
So because it ended up 2 rental cars had the same policy, which means they all do. Mm. Oh. So but it's still a bitch. Mm-hmm. But it's a bitch more about my own life.
Your lot in life.
My own life. And what rhymes with life? Wife. All right. So, and then let's see. And then we will. But the Mac Daddy, the ultimate, is a chain of pizza establishments known as the Mellow Mushroom. Ooh. And that's what we will start our little discussion with today, because it was the destination where all the parents went with the children after the preschool graduation. Should be a lot of fun. The Mellow Mushroom. Right. Why don't you just call it Potheads or Us? Okay, thank you very much.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Yo, guys.
Son. Choco, where have you been, man?
You almost gave me a goddamn heart attack. Let me see it. You pussy out or what?
No, no, man. I got it. It's flawless. Check it.
Hawaii. Mm-hmm. All right, that's good. It's hard to trace, I guess. Wait, you changed your name to McLovin? McLovin? What kind of a stupid name is that, Fogel? What, are you trying to be an Irish R&B singer?
Oh, they let you pick any name you want when you get down there.
And you landed on McLovin.
Yeah, I was between that and Muhammad.
Why the f*** would it be between that or Muhammad? Why don't you just pick a common name like a normal person?
Muhammad is the most commonly used name on Earth. Read a f***ing book for once.
Fogel, have you ever actually met anyone named Muhammad?
Have you actually ever met anyone named McLovin?
No, that's why you picked a dumb f***ing name.
F*** you.
Give me that. You look like a future pedophile in this picture, number one. Number two, it doesn't even have a first name. It just says McLovin.
What? One name? One name? Who are you, Seal?
Fogel, this ID says you're 25 years old. Why wouldn't you just put 21, man?
Seth, listen up, ass face. Every day, hundreds of kids go into the liquor store with their fake IDs, and every single one says they're 21. How many 21-year-olds do you think there are in this town? It's called strategy, all right?
Let's stay calm, okay? Let's not lose our heads. No. It's a fine ID. It's gonna work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible. I mean, it's up to you, Fogel. This guy's either gonna think here's another kid with a fake ID, or here's McLovin, the 25-year-old Hawaiian organ donor. Okay, so what's it gonna be?
I am McLovin.
No, you're not. No one's McLovin. McLovin's never existed because that's a made-up, dumb f***ing fairy tale name, you
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Scabs on head. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS to our friends, a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. And for our longtime friends, thank you to the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Denver, Colorado to Florence, Italy, from Lexington Park, Maryland to Stockton, California, from St. Thomas in the Virgin Islands to our good friends in Spokane, Washington, the Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We'd like to welcome a brand new client to the Mike O'Mara Show. They are called Clutter. Now listen, this is fun. This is when somebody's thinking and it's going to benefit you. Whether you are moving to a new place, having a baby, just doing the Marie Kondo thing, you're probably... what is the Marie Kondo thing, Rob?
She wants people to reduce the amount of stuff in their house and be tidy.
Oh, she's the lady that organizes.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's the organizer.
What brings you joy?
Yes.
Well, you're probably looking to free up space. Meet Clutter, the world's largest on-demand storage provider. Clutter means zero effort. Zero. Just schedule a pickup and Clutter will be there to pack and move your belongings to store in their secure facility. Here's the best part. This is so very cool. Clutter's price match guarantee means you get the lowest possible monthly storage rate. Storage is big business, they are taking care of it for you because you are going to get great prices. Need your stuff back? It's easy. Let Clutter know, and they'll bring it right to your door. You don't pay more for packing or delivery. It's all included in Clutter's low monthly rate. Experience the future of storage. Remember the name of this company, Clutter. Get $50 off your first month when you sign up at clutter.com/TMOS, and that's on top of Clutter's no-hassle moving, online inventory management, free pickup and delivery, and price match guarantee. See why Clutter is better and get $50 off your first month at clutter.com/TMOS. That's clutter.com and enter the promo code TMOS at checkout. And we appreciate their business. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, Clutter. We hope it's a long association.
Can you imagine how great that would be for Christmas decoration stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
Just leave the boxes and then call them and get, they're gone until November.
Well,
you're done.
You know, when you live in a place like I do, you see these places popping up all the time. And to have somebody that makes it easier for you and also has the better price point,
price match,
I think it's going to be a smash.
Love it. So cool.
Welcome. I talked on Friday about the fact that we were going out to my son's preschool graduation, and it was, I try not to be a curmudgeon, but I can't help it. I'm not a curmudgeon. I just try not to bitch, but I fail miserably.
Okay? If you're not bitching, you're not breathing.
So this is the event where my son was going to have a lot of lines, and he was going to be on the front lines playing the father for these little kids that are going to go to sleep, and then all the kids sing the same songs. And
right.
he sang a solo version of Pup the Magic Dragon for you. You heard that. You heard Don Gato.
Meow, meow.
And so it's just meow, 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 and it was fine. So it's our last night at this school. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Where we're going into the Monte Mello school. Mello seems to be the theme. There's a lot of mellowness that's involved, okay, with businesses that say mellow. This school, very sweet teachers, very nice kids, very nice families.
Yeah.
But very chill, you know, and there are just a few things
when
that
you come in and you have a bad attitude, do you harsh their mellow, dude?
No, okay, because good. I'm never in there long enough. No, I just see him and I'm like, hey, how are you, Miss Mary? Nice to see you. Get him out of here. Get in the car. Get your shoes on. Get your shoes on. Get your shoes on.
What do you think you are, Jesus?
So you go in and all the lights are off because that's the way they keep the kids chill, I guess. It's always like, you know, it's always like walking into a
either
super
that or
chill
they
environment.
Forgot to pay the light bill.
Who knows? But it's very dark in there.
AC doesn't work that well.
And so
kind of warm, man.
The first thing we do is Carla says we're going to get there early. And I said, okay, what time do you want to get there? I said, we'll leave at 5. We'll be there at 5:15. And she says, they open the doors at 5:30. I said, what is it, a Lady Gaga concert? What do you mean they open the doors?
You can't get there for sound check?
What they do, here's what they do. You bring the kids in, and then they take the kids inside, but they won't let the parents in till 5:30. We get there at 10 after 5. Most of the parents start arriving at about 20 after 5, and they literally don't open the doors until maybe like 5:45. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
It was 600 degrees in South Florida.
Oh, my God.
And their little system. Now, they did it before. I friggin' hate it. But yes. I'm not going to say anything, but it's like there is a perfectly good lobby. Excuse me. I'm drinking Diet Coke. There's a perfectly good lobby with air conditioning in there, and there are old people out there, grandparents that are out there. There's an old father out here, you know? I mean, well, no, I was fine. You know, I mean, I can stand the heat better than most. And so, but let us in.
Yeah.
Then finally they open the door, and I'm just trying not to be uptight. It's my kid's night, but it was, you know, we got there at 10 after, and we walked into the joint at like 5:45, maybe even later.
Ugh.
And we walk in, and it's the same little classroom. They don't have an auditorium or anything. It's a preschool. And then they got a little classroom, and they have a row of 4 regular sized chairs that I guess are for the teachers.
Yeah.
And then all the chairs are mini toddler chairs. They're all tiny little. And so the parents, I want the front row, and the first 8 rows are all toddler chairs. So I walk in, and we're the first ones in this classroom to see the show. I don't miss a stride. And I'm walking by towards the front, and I just scoop the full-size chair. No one's going to tell me what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I move it up to the far right of the front, so I'm not blocking anybody, and I'm off to the side. So the only parents that are going to be in back of me are parents that are going to be standing. It's fine. Nobody says anything. I felt a little pang of guilt when I saw a guy that was probably like 345 who was who was younger than me, but he was sitting.
Yeah.
On one of the toddler chairs.
Just one, or did he go for the act where he uses 2?
He was going on one. I mean, I
that's a lot.
I got a big laugh from
that.
No.
I got a big laugh from some of the younger dads later where I said, you know, those chairs, you know what I call those chairs? Suppositories.
Oh,
so, you know, big laugh when I said that because it was definitely small.
I want to tell you. Isn't it wild?
Hey, fellas.
That's wild. I got a million of them.
That was the best part. By the way, I don't want to forget it, so I will say the best part of the night is, and I said to Carla, how did we not hang with some of these parents before?
Oh, that's
how
great.
Did we not cross paths with Drew and Shayna and Andy and Cassidy and some of these wonderful parents who were just a blast? And if you can have a good time in the environment we were in, you can have a good time anywhere.
Speaks well. Yeah.
Let so these tiny little, it's the same thing with letting the parents wait outside and then putting the tiny little chairs up. They do it because they get away with it. Nobody bitches.
Do you think it's a little bit of a power thing?
I don't know what it is. All I know is, you know, if I told you what I really thought, I'd get in trouble.
Mm. You know what you're telling us? Tell us after the show.
I'll tell you a bunch of stuff after the.
I'd like that. We'll have a little behind meeting, the scenes, little meetup.
It's just a, you know, BTS. It's a bunch of like preschool teachers. It's a bunch of these ladies that preschool teach, and they're just like, oh, they can sit on the small chairs. Mm. You know, no, for Christ's sake, you got grandparents coming in there, you dumb f's. You know what I mean? Really, but I'm not going to say anything because it's going to be over in 25 minutes, and we're going to be fine.
They're
and there was
out
only
of your
one
life.
Kid
out of your
and
life
so
after that.
They are, and they're cute as cute can be. They're if you don't, I've said this forever. If you don't like children, you're. I feel so bad for you because
Pony.
Maddie. It's so magnificent.
Boy, everyone in the control room hates kids.
Stop it! Stop it! You behave yourself. So it's so cool to see. It's FM. FM. This show is funny.
I just saw Maddie put a razor in an apple. Stop that!
Don't do. They're adorable. And they're all adorable. And there's only one that burst into tears. Oh, and then she says, right before.
One burst into tears, did you say?
One of the teacher, the guru, the lady that runs it, says, don't wave at your children because that's how, if we don't want to tears, once you wave and they see you, it's like, don't wave at your kids. Okay. Don't come in on the right time. Sit on the little baby chairs and don't wave at your kids. Got it. Make sure it's all about your systems.
And close your eyes and don't pay attention. Okay.
Just glad. Let me just say. Fine job. Hug the teachers. Thank you for being nice to my children. That's great. Glad it's in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Glad. Bye. Mm-hmm. Next victim. But anyway, so we go in there and we sit down, and the show is great. My son, Michael, and his best friend, Donnie, are just blasting out the songs. You can hear them over the crowd. It's really wonderful, and it's over almost as soon as it began. Got some nice video. It was fine. And then we were getting together with Donnie's parents, who we actually went out earlier in the week with.
I remember.
Who are very nice people, super nice people. And they were bringing a bunch of other parents, and so we were going out to this restaurant. You may have this chain in your city. You may not. Okay? It's called the Mellow Mushroom. Mm. That's the name of this pizza joint.
We have it here in D.C., Mike.
Yeah.
Of course they do.
One in Herndon, too. Yeah.
Of course they do. And they're probably going to be everywhere. You know why? Because Americans love shit. Anyway,
I thought
so
that's mushrooms grow
guy,
in the dark.
This guy's the one I went to was, I think, in Adams Morgan.
Yeah.
Not shocking.
Yeah. I think that the board of directors for the Mellow Mushroom is all there going, oh, let's open one here. That's a great idea. So you go in and the whole motif is your basic drug culture. Fine. Mushrooms. You know, there's like the shroom room. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, you know, but there are no there are no hallucinogenic mushrooms sold or anything. But the whole vibe,
Mike.
It's, you know. I've been there twice.
But for kids?
I took Elizabeth there one time, and it took an hour and a half to get, a Diet Coke or something like that. It's just slow. When you bring 2 million parents in with their children, it was, I think if I'm not exaggerating, we were there at 6:30, and I think food hit our table, my food and Carla's food, at 8:15.
Here's your food, Mom.
The first waiter, who did not appear to have any brainwave activity whatsoever, was. And I know it's overwhelming. We had the kids at a table.
Sure.
We had the parents. I know it's a lot. They pulled this kid off of our tables.
Oh, because
I
just
guess
not,
because of a competence issue.
He's not. Qualified.
There's 45 minutes to an hour, and suddenly this girl appears.
Oh,
this
boy.
Competent girl appears, and stuff started arriving. Drinks started arriving, and somebody's food got there. And then we were told that they had an accident in the kitchen with our pizza, and it would be complimentary. This is like 2 hours into it at the Mellow mushroom.
Did they were
Hello.
They specific
Welcome
at all?
Welcome to the mellow mushroom.
Did the mushroom did the mushroom accident did it involve your pizza or the people preparing the pizza?
I don't know whether they were doing opiates in the kitchen or what was happening.
Did you see
but,
a stretcher you know, come out of the kitchen?
It was the pizza had an accident, dude. I don't know what happened, but it's don't. You
it
know,
was
don't.
T-boned by a hoagie.
Don't cramp my style. You know? Don't kill my buzz. And a lot of kids from Florida Gulf Coast University, I believe. That's yes. the university right next to it, that are down there. And it was such great conversation. And a shout out to Andy, who's been a fan of this show for a long, long time.
Cool.
I want to say, Andy, it was nice meeting you, and you make my night when you tell me how much you love what
cool.
I did and what I do. So that was super cool. But this place was just, if I had been there just with my family and this had happened, I probably would have had the top of my head come off. But when you've got conversation and, you know, with grandparents and with parents and it was just fun. And
yeah,
there were everybody's got it. I love, you know, and I know this might be hard for people to believe, but I love listening to people. When I do this, I flap my gums every day. So if I go out and I can meet a guy that has a story about being a basketball guy at University of Florida Gulf Coast mm-hmm. University and then became a New York City cop because he always wanted to, that, you know.
Wow.
I'm in heaven.
Good
I'm in
backstory.
Heaven. I'm listening to these
yeah.
great stories of people just hearing about their lives, where they're going, what they're doing. These are all men in their 30s, and you know they're in the prime of their careers, and they're doing anything. And you know, and I'm closer to the casket than anybody, except for the grandfather who was a scratch golfer who was sitting next to me, and we talked golf. It was wonderful. But the mellow mushrooms got to get their crap together.
Come on, man. Your pizza was free.
Unbelievable. An unbelievable.
Accident.
Just and by
Dude,
the way,
there was an accident,
and it's not like the pie arrives and you're like, oh, you know, it's not you don't have it's not like anything Pauly Christine would eat,
right?
Because he would eat decent pizza. It's average, chewy, overly thick pizza. It's nothing special.
It's like an Uno's had a baby. No, how about this? An Uno's pizza met a hot.
Uno's had a baby.
If Uno's yeah. and a Pizza Hut got together and had a baby, and they did like some hybrid of the deep dish, that's just not that great.
I mean, you know
it's
what I was
thinking? Is that fair?
I was thinking not maybe anything. It's like, what is the deal? It's marketing. People go, oh, the mellow mushroom. What a clever name. It's a clever name. Let's go. It's a clever name. Mommy's Across America. It's a clever name. That looks like it's good. Let's try that. That's a good one. What's it called? The mellow mushroom. That doesn't sound like good. Yeah, because you have a penis. Nah, let's try it. It's the mellow mushroom.
You know who
Come
might
on.
Like it very well? I think the mellow mushroom is very popular among preschool teachers.
Partake so in the left. Lifestyle.
So we got out of there, and then I guess a couple of parents decided the kids were going to go to the shaved ice place around the corner.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what time we got out there. It was probably 9:15, but that's no problem because we had a 5:45 a.m. flight.
Easy.
And I hadn't
God.
Packed yet. So we'll take a break. When we come back.
You were overbooked on Friday.
I was overbooked on Friday.
Yeah.
And by the way, and then the fun really starts. And, you know. I'll tell you all about it. Life's good. I told you this was going to be the bitch show.
Yeah.
I have to get him out of the way, and then I won't say, I won't complain about anything for the rest of the week. All right? All right, JetBlue, you're next. We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. Life is good. Great to be up here. Hi, everybody.
My fellow Americans, we live in the greatest, strongest, most powerful, zestiest, tastiest nation in the world. This is the United States. Of America. Bigger, faster, taller, classier, trickier, flashier, fatter, oranger, always the best. Yet some people are not exercising their freedom of speech. Sad. That's why we have created the Yak Shack. The Yak Shack allows you to call from anywhere, anytime, and leave a message for Old Mike, Fat Rob, and Creepy Oscar. Just dial 888-920-6673. That's 1-888-920-MORE. Have a drink, leave a message, hear yourself on the show. Excellent. Call and collude with TMOS. Trust me. I'm like really smart. I have a big brain. A very stable genius. Now bring me a Big Mac or I'll sell Rhode Island to the Koreans.
Thank you.
Pretty good.
That's fun. Welcome back to the... that's terrible. Don't
sad,
laugh at yourself.
Sad. No,
bad form. Bad form. This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Free Fly. Boy, is this a place up here. Is Maine a place for Free
place
Fly?
Place for it,
perfect.
Right?
A couple of weeks ago, a company called Free Fly sent me some clothes, and I want to tell you about a pair of shorts. These shorts are made from butter-soft bamboo fabric designed for perfect comfort, and I have to say, it's like wearing nothing. These shorts are game changers. Hmm. Now that I'm up in Maine for the summer and I'm hiking, boating, and sometimes relaxing. You're a funny boy. You're a funny boy. Don't you? Let me start again.
Yeah, from the top.
To the Free Fly Company, I'm sorry. Rob wrote this and I'm reading it for the first time. Now that I'm up in Maine for the summer and I'm hiking, boating, and sometimes relaxing, I never want to take these shorts off. They are my favorite. FreeFly's bamboo clothing has natural UPF sun protection. It wicks away moisture. There's nothing like wicking.
It's great.
I you know what? It really.
John Wicking.
And it won't hold odor.
Yeah.
The clothes fit well and come in a natural color palette with subtle branding. From fishing to hitting the gym, lounging around the house, this stuff is the best. I love FreeFly. It's my go-to clothing, especially up here. You got to check it out today. Father's Day just around the corner. Gear up for adventures with Dad. You can get 20% off when you visit freeflyapparel.com and use promo code TMOS. That's freeflyapparel.com, promo code TMOS. Welcome back to the show. So, for a 5:45 a.m. flight, we live close to the airport.
But what time do you have to rise? What time do you, is your alarm
we
set
We rise
for?
At 3 a.m. I was up at 2:30.
Oh,
brutal.
That is
I
harsh.
Was up at 2:30, Oscar, brutal. Because all I was thinking about was solving. I literally got up at 2:30 to think about how I...
as you do most days.
Hang a sheet in back of me. Figured it out, though. Sat there and went, oh, we'll do that. Easy.
Well, you
easy,
should probably, I guess, establish the problem.
The problem was the backdrop with TMOS backdrop is a very long tube-like thing. You know, the case it comes in looks like a soft case that you would put like fly fishing gear in.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. And because it's aluminum with sharp edges and metal poles and sharp edges on those, this travel case, which we've had for... Pretty
five
much
years.
The entire
five years.
Run.
Time, no.
5 years?
All right. Yeah, 5 years.
5 years. It's shredded. All right. And it finally, there wasn't enough duct tape. And then I broke the zipper. And it's shredded on the bottom and it's shredded on the top.
Don't break
and
the
I
zipper,
just,
Mike.
I knew that if I duct taped it all in, they wouldn't take it because they have to have access
yes.
to what's in there. They mm-hmm. have to. And I knew that was going to happen. So I called Oscar on Friday. I said, Oscar, this thing is not transportable. I need a new one ASAP. Can you get me one up here? And Oscar says, no problem. But so
it's going
to
take a few days. I said it's going to take maybe a week, a few days. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the backdrop. Otherwise, you're going to see my bedroom because
yes.
that's where I do this podcast from. There it's out. The secret's out.
But you will show the bedroom on Political Persuasions.
Sure.
Yes, yeah. Of course.
For a different
because
set.
I'll do the show without
different
my shirt on.
Set.
Oh, by the way, if anybody been in the studio today when I connected to see my camera, they would have gotten the full profile shot of Mike.
Yeah.
I saw.
Yeah.
Your bedroom before you put the blanket up.
No, but you didn't see me hanging the blanket, did you?
No. We saw the bedroom
you saw
yesterday.
No. We saw it yesterday. Your bedroom. Is
I hope
nice.
You didn't see that because you had like profile shots of
your bedroom.
My
it's quaint. It's but
it's very
beautiful,
quaint.
Nice,
it's nice.
But it's a contemporary look. Yeah.
What it is a contemporary take on a classic style.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very quaint.
Yeah. Oh, I love the roof.
That is.
Is that the roof or the ceiling?
That would be a ceiling.
Damn it.
The roof. The roof.
The roof is on fire.
It's a good song. Now, what have you done?
So you drilled right into the ceiling, huh?
Yeah, to hang the sheet with a little screw thing. It's
why
perfect.
Not? No
problem. No problem.
Holes.
A hole in the wood. So what? Let the next owner do.
You know what?
Anyway, what?
Holes in ceilings, barely noticeable.
Yeah, because you know who's up there?
And we did it in the... It's fine. It's fine.
Cover Thank it you. With a series of smoke detectors.
Thank you very much.
That's all you need to do.
Nobody ever walks on the ceiling.
Well, no, not unless you're Lionel Richie.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. This is the Mike O'Mara Show from Washington, D.C. and the great state
you
of Maine.
You sound fantastic, by the
way. Hope you're enjoying it, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, we got picked up at 10 minutes after 4 to make it to the airport at 4:30 for a 5:45 flight. No problem. We get there. Everything's cool. I do a last-minute check of my itinerary.
Airport has to be almost deserted, so you have to go through security and stuff pretty quick, right?
You would think. It wasn't deserted because apparently Jet Blau has had a canceled flight like one or two days before.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
So they were almost at capacity on a wonderfully comfortable Airbus A320. And there's nothing. And I looked on my little sheet.
Is that
sheet.
A 3-3? Because not all of us know
that's
planes
a 3-3.
Okay.
That's a 3-3. It's a big plane.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's big. It's not massive. It's not a jumbo jet, but it's a big jet.
Yeah.
And so it's a 3-3. I look and I see we are 17, and then the letters in row 17.
Okay. Say,
okay. That's fine. We can handle that. And it's, you know, we're in the same row and I think we're side by side. And when we check in, I don't even pay attention to the anything. We check our bags and we go through security. And the only thing I asked Carla was the gate and what our zone was for boarding. When we board, I look back at the seats and I see we are not in row 17. Would you like to know what row we were in?
Yeah.
27.
Oh, that's not good.
Would you like to know what row that is? That's the last row.
The last row, yes.
Oh,
would you like to know what's special about a last row?
What?
No windows.
Oh.
At all. That's how far back. That's how far back in the ass of this plane we are. We have no windows. We have no windows.
Think about the people up in the front. They're going to get to Maine much before Mike does. Mm-hmm. He's so far back in the plane.
I'm talking about comfort. I'm not talking about getting there first.
I know,
Mr.
because you
Smart
know what?
Ass.
Does your seat recline at that point?
No.
No, because it's on. Remember, we had that row once going to Vegas on Southwest, and there's a picture of you, and you look positively like a corpse.
Oh, yeah.
You are so miserable.
Dying.
You were dying, right, yeah. Dying.
So here's the deal. I look at this. I said, get your printout. Carla's got the printout in her purse. I said, what row is it? 17AFC or something like that. And at that point, you know, the flight attendant's right back there. And I said, let's show her. Ask her what this was.
Yeah,
what happened here? She says, did you use a third party? I'm like, what? Did you use like a travel service? I said, I use Travelocity. That's what I do. Yeah, sometimes they switch. I'm like, what? I thought I booked a seat. I thought I confirmed a seat. I thought that's what was happening, but it was not. And I have a slight phobia of flying, and one of the things that I require is a window seat so I can press my girlish little face up against the window and look at the clouds when I'm flying. It's what calms me. It's my only level of control that I'm like, okay, we're above the clouds, we're below the clouds, we're going through the fog, there's the ground, there's the airport. That's what I do. I smash my face up against the window like a dog trying to hang out of a car window.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. So at this point, I realize it's not going to happen. And then it becomes evident there are 1, 2, 3 smattered around empty seats, including a window seat.
Mm.
And I walk over and I said, you know, there's a window seat up here. I say to the flight attendant, and by the way, it was one of my favorite flight. Let's see if Rob remembers this.
Mm.
One of my favorite kind of flight crews, Rob. Do you know the kind of flight crews that I'm talking about? The kind of flight crews where they have a wonderful time with each other.
But they don't interact with you.
But you are pawn scum to them.
What and you'll like, see a lot of it, like when the drink cart comes down.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, I know that. And you know, oh, ho, ho, ha, 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 ha.
Right.
Cracker.
Yeah. Can I help you? Can I help you? So I was telling Vicky that I don't want to go. And of course, we're not going to go. And when I go through Raleigh, excuse me? Yeah. Can I try the window? If it's empty, can I have that window? Uh-huh. I got an uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
I got an uh-huh. Mm-mm. That's what I got.
So, anyway,
I was saying, so they went back to their. And I walk up and I say to the guy who's sitting on the aisle with two seats empty next to him, said, can I have that? And he's going to say, I was going to have my son come up and join me. I immediately say, oh, I didn't know. Of course. So I make it back thinking I'm not. Well, the son is getting up where he's sitting next to two kids, like teenagers, right. 18, 17, something like that. And he's making his way up. And I look it down. And I said, well, could I have that window seat? And I realized that, you know, if you look at a guy like me.
Yes.
In a row that you were going to have like an extra seat. And now you've got Tubby Boots coming in next to you. She was barely polite, but I took it anyway. Yeah, because you know what? I want the window, which is one row in front of my kid and my wife, who are back in their threefer by themselves, and they have plenty of room back there, and they seem content, so I took the window seat.
Do you think that first guy that turned you down, do you think it was really his son?
Yeah, because he kept coming back to his son and handing him, like, earbuds and stuff like that.
So
and
they were
interacting. The way they were interacting was in such a way that indicated to me that maybe they hadn't seen a lot of each other, or they were going on a trip,
or doing together. Something.
They were just...
Wow.
No.
I didn't think
we have to break.
No. Thumbs up from Pony, though.
Oscar just made it sexual.
Here you go, sweetie.
Yeah.
You guys are so cool.
As a matter of fact, earbuds was in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Giving him earbuds.
But it was you know, an interesting flight. And after all the hassle, the flight got in almost half an hour early.
Hey.
Thank you, JetBlue.
Damn.
Thank you, JetBlue. And it was time for the rental car debacle. Because I don't have a wife, I have a mom who disciplines me. We'll take a break, and I'll tell you that when we come back, and then I'll be done for the month. Thank you very much.
It's Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions, and this week it's Mueller time. Robert Mueller, the special counsel, finally speaks after 2 years, and Mike doesn't like what he has to say. Plus, I convinced Mike impeachment is a bad idea, and the president as the chief petty officer? Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Here is a fact of life. No one has time to go to the post office. The traffic, the parking, the lines, lugging your packages, it's a hassle, man, which is exactly why you need Stamps.com. It eliminates trips to the post office and saves you money with discounts you can't even get at the post office. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Post Office right to your computer. They can handle it all. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. Then hand it to your mail carrier or drop it off in a mailbox. It's that simple. With Stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. It's no wonder over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, and enter our code TMOS. We are back on the Mike O'Mara Show from the great state of Maine. I'm glad to be broadcasting with you, and again, thank you to my wonderful coworkers who held my hand through our new digital studio installation yesterday, and it worked really well. Hopefully you're noticing improved quality, and if you're not and it sounds the same, it was good before anyway. So
the sound is good. The quality of the material is no better, but the sound
is
great.
The same crappy material.
Let's not go crazy.
Right. I mean,
so,
baby
the only thing about these two kids that I was on the plane with is they put their trays down and then leaned forward, and that's how they slept. And
the
they slept
tray?
The whole time. Yeah, the whole trip. They held the whole tray. They slept the whole way. And so I didn't have two words to say to it, but I didn't want it. I got my earbuds. I'm fine. I'm watching
Were they
TV.
High?
They look like they were stoners.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a kind of a theme. They look like, you know what? It looks like they wouldn't even have to fill out an application at the Mellow Mushroom.
Oh, they are the Mellow Mushroom.
They'd let them come right in. It's just like, you know, do you want appetizers? So anyway, they were
fine. Watch
out, they
we
were
had
fine.
A bad accident in the kitchen.
We land. We get a lot of crap that we're carrying. My studio equipment.
Yeah.
We've got lots of luggage. We're going to be up here for a few months, so that's why we're packing heavy. A lot of checked baggage. They call at the JetBlue counter if anybody's got carry-ons that they'd like to check. Well, I'm the guy that does that. I said I'll make more room on the plane.
Yeah, one less thing to deal with.
I do that.
We have to go to the carousel anyway. No problem at all. Mm. That was the right thing to do. Wasn't a hassle at all. The drill we do. We get to the airport, Logan International, which happens to be in the city of Boston, Massachusetts.
It's a gorgeous airport.
Where, by the way, and here's the cool thing. If you ever come to Boston, everybody is wearing something with Patriots on it. Everybody. Everybody. A hat, a t-shirt, a nipple clamp. Everybody is wearing something with Patriots on it to show the world that we're the champions. We went to a parade there, there.
What time did you arrive at Logan?
8:30 in the morning.
Was
8:20.
Was it wicked crowded?
It was getting there, but it was early enough. We're arriving when most people, the whole thing was, we were planning on an escape at about 9 a.m. before everything started getting chugging along. So we land, and the drill is, we go down to the carousel with my son and my wife, and I grab the bags off the carousel. We load it up on a cat, and we put it on the cat, and we put the cat out.
Was it one of those smat cats?
It was a smat cat that, you sit there. And
50 cents for a smat cat.
Yeah, smat cat. Sister. My sister's blowing me up. She is blowing
right
me
now?
Up. Stop texting, Kathy. I'm doing a show right now. She's not here yet.
I'm sure she's listening.
I'm very pressed for time. Let me. I knew that would happen.
Extraordinarily busy.
Here, I'm very, very busy. Please don't delay me any further.
What?
Brad.
So the drill is... The drill is we take the stuff off the carousel, and then I go to the rental car place that's off site, and that's the way they all. I take the shuttle to the rental car place, and then get the rental car, which, by the way, when I last, we were going to rent it for one day, $137,000 for a daily rental. They've gotten very expensive.
So you paid so you didn't have to put the gas in.
Yeah, the prepaid gas. How much is the prepaid gas? $1,000 a tank. Thank you. Appreciate it. Enterprise. Duh.
Enterprise.
Are you a member of the Emerald Club?
I don't think so.
Oh.
What's their slogan? Enterprise. We'll
f*** you up.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right. I've got it. That's going to be a very cagey edit, Tony. So
yeah, Pony. We'll have to listen to that and slow it down, maybe.
Absolutely.
So I get on the shuttle, get over to the rental car company. It's a big airport, many terminals. And finally get to the counter, and of all the rental car companies, you know how this is, luck of the draw. You can go and you got six different rental car companies that don't have anybody in line, and then you got one that has, well, Enterprise happens to be quite popular in Beantown, and there are six people in front of me, which is a long time, two clerks at the desk, and everybody, it seemed to me, has a question. When I rent a car, I've reserved it. I show them my license. I get the car. I'm out of there.
Should be easy.
But everybody there, there was some sort of elaborate negotiation. And, been up since 2:30 in the morning. I'm a little crisp. We got 4 hours more of driving. I'm a little burned out, but you deal with it, right?
Yeah.
So finally, about 30 minutes later, that's how long it took to go through the six, because everybody had a question. And, it's a very multicultural thing. There were some people that appeared to be from other lands, which is fine. I'm all for the melting
Ellis
pot.
Ellis Island.
But it took a long time. I get up to the front, and she says, license and a credit card. And I present my license and my debit card, which has Visa on it.
Right.
But Mrs. O'Mara and I have gone recently, as I might have alluded to a budget. And it was Mrs. O'Mara's idea to remove the credit cards so as to discipline her man. So that if I happen to want something, a sleeve of golf balls, a Walmart t-shirt, I will not plunk my plastic down so she can control the purse strings.
Right.
It's very responsible. It's very efficient. And it also screwed me over. Because then I am, so are you flying out of Bar Harbor? I said, no, I'm dropping the car off there. Oh, you're not flying back? Oh, we can't use a debit card to confirm this reservation. I said, what? No. I said, I've waited in this line for 35 minutes. And now you're telling. I said, I have cash. That's tied into my bank account. Sir, we can't do it. It's just the policy. I said, is there anything we can do? And when they look at you with absolute thrill and joy in their eyes, because as well as being the slowest, most glacially moving harlot prostitute in the world.
Oh, dear.
She is delighted to tell me, pound sand.
Wait.
And at this moment, this would be the only time during the trip with someone other than my wife that I lost control of my emotion.
Oh, no. In a public place?
In a public place. It was a minor scene. not super scene. It was an under the breath scene, but it was a scene on the, I said, cancel my reservation. I'll go to another company. And I might have said, F this ridiculous company as I'm walking away. I go out and that's when I call Carla and I say, why did you take my credit cards out of my wallet? It's going to be an hour and a half before we are able to get out of this airport.
Poor Carla.
At this point, my mind is racing. And Carla's like,
well, I took them away because
I know why you took them away, because I just have no self-control or discipline.
You said,
you took them out of my wallet.
Honey, it was a rhetorical question.
Right. So I reserve it.
And spend everything.
I reserve at Hertz at this point. I go back into the thing and I reserve at Hertz.
Hertz
has a line at this point. I go to the kiosk. You know what the Hertz kiosk has? A telephone with a TV screen so you can talk to somebody that's in their house who's making a reservation. And the lady says to me,
Does she have a black bed sheet behind her?
Are you on radio?
It looks just like this. It looks just like this. Hello? Can I help you? Yes.
My sister does telemedicine for that hospital in Florida.
Fantastic.
It's great.
So what she has in back of her is a set, like you have right now.
They had sets. So,
it's so
first
great.
Lady
so
I all had, of them there was have a river valley. The next lady I went to had a mountain.
Yes. So you
a
have,
little set. It's, like, so, it's beautiful.
So, may I speak to the Sherpa, please? I'd like to so reserve
she,
a car.
She rolls in, and it's not a – look, this is an ingenious idea. Think about getting qualified people around the country to help people
out,
right?
Yeah, great idea. And, so, and there were 20 people in line at the other place, and I'm on TV.
So I roll onto my – just quick sidebar. I roll onto my sister's set by accident while she's on a call. I'm not realizing she's on a call because she's in her office.
Right.
So I walk in with the dog in my hand. Like, I shimmy in there, and I see this kid on her screen with like the belly button. She's being shown a rash of sorts. And
oh,
I'm like,
no.
And I shimmy out of the
I guess you do.
It's so cool.
And then the lady
modern
on the,
technology.
The mom on the phone on the camera, much like we have here, she says, was that just a dog and a man in the background?
Because she didn't track with the fact that it wasn't like a medical office. That she was in.
And Oscar's sister being a fast thinker saying, no, it wasn't, but let's add to your symptoms, hallucinations.
So I'm going through the deal with the lady that's on the phone that's at her home, and she says to me, I said, the people at Enterprise wouldn't take my debit card, and I need a rental car, and my wife's got my credit cards. Can I do it? He said, well, we'll just have to, you'll have to answer a couple of extra questions, and we'll have to do a credit check that'll take a second, and we'll be fine. I'm like, oh, okay, well, that's fine. That's a workaround.
Compromise.
That's fine. We'll get that done. No problem at all. She goes through the questions. She does this, blah, 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 blah. And then she says, and where are you dropping the car off? I said, in Bar Harbor, Maine. And she said to me, and you will be flying out of Bar Harbor? I said, no, I'm just dropping it off. She said, what, this is a one-way? I said, yes. She said to me, oh, well, if it's one-way, we can't rent the car with a debit card. I said, I told you that at the beginning of the call, doing your work in your jammies. So long story short, back to the airport.
Yeah.
Wonderful exchange with my wife.
I bet.
And, but, you know, my wife and I have learned how to punch through our little issues. She knows I burn
you wanna
white
use
hot.
A different phrase?
Yeah. Work through is probably better.
She knows that I run hot and then it's over. And I even take my son back to the rental car with the credit cards. Keep my reservation at Hertz, get another lady with an Australian accent, and she checks me in, and she's got the mountains in back of her at the kiosk, and there's still about 20 people in line at Hertz, and I decide I'm going to reward myself with a large SUV instead of a standard, which is a fortune. By the way, the prepaid gas in the Chevrolet Tahoe.
Yes.
If you're wondering if you're going to take one of them family vacations this year around the country, $79
Yep. Fill her up.
Wow.
$79 I said, I'm going to pass on that.
Yeah.
I'll top off the tank when I get up to Maine, you pirates. So that was it. And then. Then it was up to the, Maine and everything's fine.
How many hours?
Yeah, how long is the drive?
Total trip? Yeah. We still haven't finished it yet.
Oh, good.
We're still traveling.
Did the gas station accept a debit card?
They did.
That's great.
They did, and I got some jerky.
Hey.
And, yeah. And not the retired police officer. Real beef.
Solid, jerky. Yeah.
We will take a break, come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show at Red Waller.
Hi, I'm Ina Garten. My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play The Mike O'Mara Show. And the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it. And I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Does it sound like Ina Garten? Sounds like me.
I think she sounds good. She's throaty.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Postmates. How would you like to have a friend that could bring you red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., and a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m.? Guess what? You do. The friend is called Postmates.
Yes.
P-O-S-T-M-A-T-E-S. Postmates. Your personal food, grocery, anything you need delivery service all year round. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. Postmates will deliver anything you want. Download the free app for iOS or Android and browse local restaurants and businesses and then track your delivery. 24/7, 365, Postmates will bring you what you want within the hour. How great is that?
Jeffrey.
Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver with the largest on-demand network in the world, more than 25,000 partner merchants. 25,000.
Wow.
For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app right now and use the code TMOS. That's the code TMOS for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Get anything you need, anytime you need it. Download Postmates and save and use that code TMOS.
News.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. I turned it down on my new digital board. Turn it up again. Turn it down.
You tricked me.
Turn it up again. Turn it down. Playing with it.
Playing, doing. Playing.
For all those years that Bob Ross taught us to paint happy trees, he never truly got the respect he deserved. Until now. Is everything all right? Is
yes.
Everything okay?
Yeah,
everything's happening. What's happening? You're all running around. What the hell's going on?
Just getting a mouse to fix something on the other machine. That's it.
All right. You can hear me. You can
yes,
see me.
Yes, yes.
Listeners can hear me and see me.
We're good. We're good.
The dancing is going. Dance of the twiddledum fairies is going. All right. For all the years Bob Ross taught us to paint happy trees, he never truly got the respect he deserved until now. His work is finally getting shown in a museum for the first time ever. And so. Four of Bob's paintings are part of an exhibit at the DePaul Art Museum in Chicago. The exhibit is called New Age Strategies for Survival. The show highlights contemporary works that explore metaphysical practices, nature, self-realization, and political resistance. According to the curators of the exhibit, Bob's creative philosophy, quote, reflected the shift away from overly serious cerebral paintings and the rise of optimism and sincerity in art. Sadly, neither Bob nor his glorious white man's afro will get to see him finally get his props. Bob died in 2005.
So don't all his paintings look alike, though? Do you really need four of them? One would probably be plenty.
We're going to put this over here, and then we're going to go to the mellow mushroom for breakfast.
Yeah, I bet he loved that.
I'm sorry, dinner. Not dinner. Yeah. And don't go for lunch either. Anyway, that's it. The Golden State Warriors even the NBA Finals at one game apiece by beating the Raptors of Toronto 109-104 last night. It's actually amazing that it was even that close because after halftime, the Raptors coughed up 18 unanswered points, which is definitely not a path to victory against the Warriors. The Warriors also scored the last 2 points of the second quarter, so overall, they won on a 20-0 run. which is the longest by any team in a finals game since the NBA-ABA merger in 1976.
Wow. Hmm.
That's basically the Raptors sitting there with their hands in their pockets. And yeah. I don't even know. It was just terrible. It's a good thing that Golden State was able to even things up, because teams that trail 2-0 in the finals have gone on to win the title just 12% of the time. So if they lost that game and they went down 2-0, it would be a tough road to hoe.
So it's all tied up now, 1-1.
1-1.
Yes, yes, it is.
Next game,
Rob,
on Wednesday.
Thanks for asking. Thanks. Did I clear that up for you?
I just, wanted to say something.
And there it is. It's official. This sucks. Robert Pattinson is your new Batman.
Boom! I wanted to hate on it, but I'm enthusiastic about it now. I'm
Why?
Happy.
Why? You're the guy that likes the stuff.
Well, because this guy, look, we
this
all know
guy.
We all know him to be made of crystals and a vampire, and
when he gets in the sunlight, he sparkles. That's what vampires do. Yeah,
but
I don't think of him as Batman.
Well, that's the thing. I think about how many people have played Batman. We're like, there's no way that guy could be Batman. Ben Affleck. Right. People had questions about him being Batman.
Right.
So I think that Robert Pattinson is due, and this could be a good way for him to transition out of this whole vampire world.
Well, they didn't listen to my letters, and I wrote about 10 of them because I wanted the Batman to be Zach Galifianakis.
He would be a good Batman.
Warner Brothers confirmed that he'll star Robert Pattinson in the upcoming movie The Batman, which is thankfully not going to be another origin story. Director Matt Reeves, who stepped in after Ben Affleck bolted, calls it a defining and very personal story, but who cares?
Comic book movie.
Have they mined that for enough gold, for God's sake? I mean, really? How many Batmans do we need?
Mike, Batman.
Yeah. All right, Batman. We talked about it earlier. Rob alluded to it. James Holzhauer is still in the midst of his historic run on Jeopardy. There's a viral video floating around that says maybe he loses tonight, but we think that might be BS. But he's already parting with some of his cash. He's a generous guy. Last week, he donated $10,000 to Communities and Schools, an organization working to help kids stay in school. The nonprofit's focus includes mental health services, tutoring, and providing nutritional lunches. They thanked him in a Facebook post. He also donated $10,000 to another education charity last month, and he has reportedly made donations to the Ronald McDonald House and the Las Vegas Natural History Museum. James has won $2.462216. $2,462,216 over the course of 32 Jeopardy episodes. He is averaging nearly $80,000 an episode. That means he's very close to overtaking Ken Jennings' $2,520,700 regular season winnings record. He's only $58,000 away, so there's a good chance he'll do it tonight if he doesn't lose.
That's true. That's true.
I hate that. If somebody did that... If somebody, I know it's a small thing, it doesn't matter, but can they get those effers that did that?
I would like
can
for
they
them
track
to
track down and expose. I hate the BS.
They couldn't really find the guys who swayed the election. So
yeah, that's true. It's the Russians that did it.
But Jeopardy video.
But people really care about Jeopardy. That's
you
got
to watch tonight. Yeah, I mean, I will be in front of my TV with a drink in my hand to see, because I don't want him to lose.
I love the fact, though, when you see him making these donations, he looks as socially awkward among children and grown-ups as he does on television.
He does indeed.
He's very consistent, yeah.
All right, listen up, because we're part of this. This is all of us, okay? Not everyone's the life of the party. Just try not to be the death of it. Here are four things that can make you seem boring. Never having an opinion or taking a stance. Having a strong point of view usually makes you more interesting to be around. If all you do is regurgitate what other people say or avoid taking a stance on anything, you'll start to come across as boring. With the three principles of this show, I can say unequivocally, not one of us falls into that category.
Right.
We all have our opinions. We like to state them. Number two, having no sense of humor. Sorry, we're not included in that.
We're in the clear.
So we're
sorry,
two.
Pony.
I don't have an opinion. Two. We're over two.
That's funny.
We're overdue in the boring category. When you have a lot of cognitive flexibility, it means you can bounce from topic to see things from different perspectives. And people who get good at it tend to have an easier time finding the humor in things. And I think we all
fall
into that category. Number three, doing the same thing all the time. There's comfort in familiarity, but if you never step out of your routine, you become predictable, and people who are too predictable aren't very exciting to hang out with.
That's not us.
I have my routine, but I like to say, Mike, I still have an air of unpredictability.
Okay, good. We'll nurture that then, to be not boring. Number four, the last one.
Routine. What are you, 12?
You are number three. You know that, right? You have the same. I mean, hey, you're a creature of habit.
At least I'm not number two.
Okay. Number four, having unbalanced conversations. We're all guilty of this, meaning you talk too much or don't talk enough. Either one can make you seem boring. So try to find a balance where you contribute to the conversation but don't dominate. I don't think socially we do.
No, I think we're pretty good socially.
Well, it's a fight, because if you get someone on the other side that wants to continue here, you feel like I got to drive this conversation, then you get into this weekend, same thing happened to me. I went to a graduation party. I was like, "Oh man. This guy wants me to continue talking. I want to stop talking."
That's the worst.
He wants you to do the show.
I would like to pivot out of this conversation. I can't, so I have to be polite and continue talking.
I like to self-promote. You know, I like to tell people what we do and talk about my life. I enjoy that to a certain extent, but I also love to, if there's somebody that interests me,
tell me about you.
An example of it at the Mushroom. You needed that or you would have killed yourself.
They were such cool guys. Yeah. They really were. I was so blessed.
And
I really
I'm sorry felt, that I just called cool. it the Mushroom.
The Mushroom.
It doesn't deserve that.
Yeah, the Shroom.
The Shroom, man.
Anyway, and now a little something something. There's a 40.
Oh, there it is.
Thank you. There's a 47-year-old guy named Michael Como, and he was the principal at Holy Family Catholic School in Port Allen, Louisiana. Last week, he was one of the chaperones on a school field trip to Washington, D.C.
I love that city.
Whoa.
Apparently, on Thursday night, he ducked out to go to a strip club. Mm. And then he got super drunk and refused to pay his bill. So the club called the cops.
Yeah.
Mm. Michael was arrested for public intoxication, and he almost immediately resigned as principal. He'd been the principal there for 5 years. He'd come from another school where he resigned after $120,000 in Hurricane Katrina recovery donations were misused.
Oh, dear.
This guy is a winner with a capital W. But it caused me to come up with a D.C. slogan.
A slogan for the District of Columbia?
This is that?
Unprecedented.
Let's try it.
How does it go?
Washington, D.C. Come for the monuments, stay for the strippers. Thank you very much.
Hey, Archibald's, by the way.
Was it Archie's?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how about that?
Of all places.
Know, probably would have treated him better if he went across the street.
Oh, good guys would have said, come on, we'll give you payment plan.
Yeah, come on, we'll set you up.
We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here.
You asked and we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Hims. The problem, premature ejaculation. Just the facts, Jack. It's not unusual. In fact, up to 39% of men experience it. So, is the fun ending too quickly? Most guys aren't thrilled at the thought of opening up to a doctor about performance problems. The solution? 4hims.com, the wellness brand for men. Visit 4hims.com to get convenient and affordable treatment for your early arrivals. They connect you to a doctor online who can evaluate you and help identify the right treatment for you. Best yet, it can be delivered right to your door in discreet packaging, so no more awkward in-person doctor's appointments. And if you want to slow your roll and make the good times last, go to 4hims.com. Our listeners get a special offer. You can get started for just $10. Just go to 4hims.com/TMOS10. It's not TMOS, people. Remember that. It's TMOS10. That's the code you have to use. That's forhims.com/TMOS10. See the website for full details and safety information. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, June 3rd, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
Two stories of graduation. One quick one. I want to congratulate my daughter who graduated from the Academies of Loudoun on Friday night.
Yay, Julia. Have fun at VCU.
This is one of two graduations. She still has
When's
to walk.
When's the big one?
The big one a week from tomorrow at Tuscarora High School.
What date?
June 8th.
Nice.
So,
what was the total time commitment on the first one?
You know what? They did pretty good, like about an hour 10, and there was a lot of kids there. And I have to applaud Julia. She put every piece of bling, every award, every ribbon, every patch, every cord. She jingled when she walked, and she was a sight to behold. She looked great.
Pictures. Send a picture.
I will. But also, here's the moment. We were about an hour into it, and my mom was next to me. She says, you're going to yell, right? She said, well, Julia asked me not to yell. She says, you got to yell. So this is how it went.
And now presenting graphic communications taught by Ms. Pam Smith. Julia Addison Spiewer.
Yeah! And what was cool is she got cheers.
Play that again one more time.
She got cheers from around. It was one of those big, big industrial sized churches. She got cheers from around, but I didn't know because all I could hear was me. That's all I heard.
Now presenting graphic communications taught by Ms. Pam Smith. Julia Addison Spiewer.
Yeah!
Yeah! Almost a Jerry, yeah.
And so yeah. It was pretty great. And I have to really call myself out for being stupid. Carrie made us run a little bit later than we wanted to get to this big chapel where the commencement was. And so we get there and she says, gosh, it's filling up. Do you want to go up or to the sides? I said, well, God, there's a million seats down in front. She says, Rob, that's where the graduates are going to sit.
Yeah, you mook. So, oh. Have you ever been to a graduation?
And that's I was just so out of it. I felt so stupid. All right. Anyway, our seats were fine. They were good. Okay. Okay, the bad side of graduation. Let us go to a commencement ceremony in West Virginia, a high school in West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Now, I think one of the things they really try to instill in high school graduates is not just education, but be honest, be credible. Okay. Don't cheat. Don't plagiarize. The principal went up and repeated word for word a speech that Ashton Kutcher did at the Kids' Choice Awards in 2013, the Teen Choice Awards, and he got caught. God. He got caught by one of the students who posted this mashup online.
I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work. When I was a kid growing up,
when I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to the roof.
Company carrying shingles up and down a ladder to a roof.
Was that I never had
even
a
the
job
yeah.
in my life that I was better than.
I was always lucky
to have a job.
To just have a job.
And every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job.
He's
and
a scumbag.
Yes.
And I never
until
quit
I have my,
job. My
next job. Until I
never an ounce of credit, never an attribution. He went up and tried to inspire these high schoolers to go out and do their best work by ripping off Ashton Kutcher. And you know what's the thing?
That's just
he could have
so
quoted him. He yes. could have said, yes. here's a story that Ashton Kutcher told.
Yes.
And then, you know what? That's lazy, but at least it's honest.
You could have taken the theme of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Realistic.
Wait, here's a little more.
The most attractive,
the sexiest,
the most interesting
thing in the entire world
about a person is being,
really smart
and being thoughtful
and being generous.
Everything else, I promise you, is just crap.
I hate that guy.
Who was he?
Principal of a school in West Virginia.
What a scumbag.
And
that's
he got
nasty.
Caught. He got
I don't
caught.
Like that at all.
So anyway, so there's that. Which brings us to our 911 call of the day. This comes from Clearwater, Florida. Mike, you might have gotten out of there just in time.
Okay.
Because what happens when you call 911? Of course you do when there's a 10-foot gator in your kitchen.
I have a gigantic alligator who came in through my garage and is sitting in my kitchen. A huge one.
I'm sorry, is it in your house?
Yes.
Okay, you said it's huge. It's in your kitchen?
Yes.
Yes!
It's springtime. They're on the move.
They are.
They're rolling around.
Now, let us close with this. We don't normally close with a news story, but this one struck me. And this is not Florida, surprisingly. This is Ohio. A lady, no one was hurt, but a bus driver nearly flipped her school bus full of kids and was cited for a possible DUI, but she said she wasn't drinking.
I got something from the school to eat, and it had made me sick.
What did you have?
A donut. My stomach was just hurting so bad that my wheel fell off the curb. That's all it was. And then it was,
you know, 45 miles
an hour, it's going to whip back.
She consented to a blood draw. So until we get the blood back, we're not going to know what the actual cause of her impairment was. But I rest assured it was not a donut.
I rest assured, Mike, it was not a donut. The wheels on the
did
bus go round and round.
No, did they get the blood back?
We're waiting. We're waiting on
the blood.
Keep
tabs on that, please.
So, Mike, be careful when you eat donuts. You can kill dozens of children. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday. Welcome to Maine.
Hey, babe, great to be up in Maine. Thank you for all the help with the digital technology. And, hey, tickets for our show still on sale. We're winding that down, and we want you to get in on the fun out there for the TMOS 10th Anniversary Spectacular. Go to MikeOmaraShow.com. Tickets still available for our Saturday night show. The Friday night show, as we have previously told you, is sold out. So if you want to go see us, go Saturday night. We'd love to see you there. It's going to be fantastic, intimate, and adult.
Oh.
There you are. It should be a lot of fun. And also, get the bonus package and send Rob letters for the mailbag.
Yeah, mailbag tomorrow, so get them in before midnight tonight.
Rob with two Bs at MikeOmaraShow.com for Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak. Mike O'Mara, thanking you for joining us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
And now presenting Graphic Communications, taught by Ms. Pam Smith. Julia Addison Spiewak.
Yeah!
Hello, Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
It's Mike again. Oh, sorry. Mike from Yuba, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have no life. I'm sorry.
Ah, but I'm not sorry.
God, I suck.